that where the book and bill hath been greatly commended, etc., and although in respect of manifold business, etc., I have taken no further pains in word of God than well in matter of faith, as of conversation manner, by the one to be instructed in the sincerity of true religion is hard to believe, and by the other, what to practice, how to direct my actions by God's glory and the profit of my country. And besides, though I have deemed it ever more a special part of Christian sobriety, for every man to convey himself within the bounds of his own vocation, and not to presume too much upon his own knowledge, to dispute, decide, and determine ecclesiastical matters appertaining properly to the learned doctors and great fathers of the Church, yet, forasmuch as a great part of this desire, reformation cometh within the compass of my profession, touching matters of state, I have thought good to crave your heedful regard, etc., whilst I shall open unto you sundry points of very great consequence, touching the same. My purpose is to deal only with that part which touches Christian government. Howbeit, as by the way I cannot but remember unto you how notwithstanding the law made anno primo of Her Majesty, that whosoever shall be either by word or writing deprave, etc., the Book of Common Prayer, etc., this bill termed the same to contain divers imperfections, gross corruptions, and so many repugnances with the word of God, as that scarce any part thereof remains sound. In respect whereof, it earnestly desired to have the same wholly abrogated, and doth offer another newly made unto us to be established. Wherein, first, my masters, I will speak but like a politic man, will you alter the whole form and order of your service? Will you take that book from us, which we have been persuaded to think both good and godly, and give us anew, accounting the other corrupt, etc.? Might it not have sufficed to have reformed the errors? If you answered that there were so many, it could not be otherwise done. Will any man believe you? What will the people say? Assuredly, whereas you pretend hereby to work wonders, you shall drive them by thousands either to become atheists or papists. I tell you, there is an old motto of schismatics or heretics which is very rife amongst us, and I think it is in the Scriptures. Semper dissentos, et nunquem ad scitiam veritatu provenientes. Assuredly, all good men do begin hereby to suspect you. Secondly, if I be not deceived, I find a shameless slight and cunning point smoothly passed over in this book exhibited. It is well known that some ringleaders in this schism have taught that it was unlawful to have a prescribed form of service in the Church. But now their fellows have framed us one. Belike they meant every such kind of service to be unlawful, except it were of their own making. But, in good earnest, do ye mean indeed, as ye would seem? Shall we have a book of common prayer, to be usually read and observed in our churches, so as the common people who cannot read, by often hearing one form of prayer, may learn the same to their great comfort elsewhere? What means the book, then, when in the rubric before your chapter of public exercises such an order is there prescribed, as doth never permit the chief part of thereof that is the confession in the first chapter to be read in the church? Besides, what means this? There is a form of service set down to be used before and after the sermon, which is indeed the whole service. And yet, in the rubric after the same, it is thus written, it shall not be needful, necessary, for the minister daily, etc. And in the chapter of baptism, he prays in this manner or such like. And in the chapter of the Lord's Supper, the minister gives thanks, either in these words following or the like in effect. So as for anything I see, although to please us with all there be in show a book pretended, yet in truth there is no such matter, but all or the most part is left to the minister's spirit. Those men do therefore verify proverb.